anything you would like. Live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. And you can also join us on Skype. Our username on Skype is lrn.fm, so feel free to call us in that manner if that would please you. It would certainly please us because it sounds great on Skype most of the time. I had a guy call from Cambodia the other night, and it sounded really
good. Yeah, that was last night.
It sounded really, really good, even better than the phone calls we'd had. 855-453, we've been talking about the insane war on drugs, which ended up in a conversation about prison and the ridiculous things besides drugs that people can be sent to prison for, like the guy who just called in at the end of the last hour saying he's just spent the last 3.5 years of his life in a prison here in New Hampshire because he drove to work without government permission
slips. Four times.
Yeah, without a government permission slip, which is the real crime to government. When you don't do what they tell you to do, that's the most... That's the worst crime you can possibly commit in their eyes. Doesn't matter. You can go out, rape, pillage, murder, steal, molest. You can do all those things. And in a lot of cases, that won't have as harsh of a penalty as disobeying the state and not getting their paperwork taken care of. Boy, do they take that personal. So let's go to the phones here. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll go to Adam listening in Bozeman, Montana. Hey, are you really listening on KBOZ out there?
I certainly am, and I'm, like, pretty impressed, man. You guys have actually given me, like, Matrix brain worms where I just...
Far out.
You break it down into such a way where, like, I thought it was so complex, and you break it down to, like, no, this is what's going down. At the end of the day, they're trying to do this to you. And, I mean, I want to applaud you for that. I'm drooling all over you guys. I'm sorry. But
This is interesting to me because I'm glad you're enjoying the show, number one. But number two, I didn't even know we were on KBOZ in Montana. This is technically not an affiliate. So I'm surprised and pleased to find out that we are on the radio there. So I'll have to call them on Monday. In fact, I don't even know who the program director is at that station. Like,
I don't know if it's KBOZ or if it's KMMF. See, there's two stations
here.
So I don't know. Off the top of my head, because I'm sitting in the garage because it's raining right now. But anywho, I just wanted to call in and, like, get down behind the severity of the swift arm of the law on guys that are just driving to work.
It's crazy, isn't it?
That exactly happened to me. I was in an undisclosed part of Montana driving to work, and then I got done with my work, and I was driving home. I stopped, and I knew there was a 4th of July party or something going on, so I purposely stopped and asked a police officer, hey, I'm coming into work here. What time is the parade going on or whatever's going on? There's just like some scuttlebutt. And they said, oh, this, that, and the other. I said, fine, thank you. I appreciate that. And then I drove off. I went to the convenience store there and got some stuff to eat or whatnot. And as I'm driving off, there's that same cop over on the corner telling me, hey, come here. I go, what? He goes, you know you're not supposed to be driving, right? And I was on a suspended license at the time. Mm. But I found it so odd that he'd just be sitting there watching in the convenience store, scanning everybody's license plate. That's what
creepy.
You do on your spare time?
Yeah.
And he firmly answered. He's like, I mean, he didn't firmly answer, but I knew. He's like, what else am I going to do?
And their excuse, of course, is going to be, and maybe one of them will call in tonight, somebody who supports these ridiculous laws, putting people in jail cells for driving. But their excuse is going to be, well, we have to have the government take control of the roads. I mean, people might be driving without permission, and they could be crazy or something like
Montana is one of the, I don't know, the last states to, like, observe any kind of, like, registration fee. Mm. Are you kidding me? These guys out here, they don't play that. I've been driving, you know, these kids that grow up on the farms, then they're driving their tractors and their four-wheelers, and then the government comes in and goes like, hey, you know what, you need to be licensed and blah, 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 blah. No, my daddy taught me when I was a little wee buck.
I don't need your permission to be able to go from one point to another. A free human being should not have to ask or beg, rather, some government bureaucrat to give them some
and
sort of permission slip so they can make a living.
And it's only been within the last decade that Montana even had a daytime speed limit. It used to be safe and sane.
Absolutely correct. But see, they wouldn't. The government told them, if you don't get down with the program, we're not going to fund your highways.
You mean the feds?
So you got to lower the speed limit.
Yeah. You're saying that. You mean that when you say the government, you mean the feds told that to the state government?
Yeah, the feds told Montana, if you don't lower your this is ridiculous. What do you mean no speed limit?
So what happened to you after the cops said that to you? What happened then?
Oh, they took me to jail. I said I was on suspended license at the time. And
were you?
Do
they have a habitual status there in Montana?
Well, probably.
So how long were you in jail?
Probably have that. Well, no, I bailed out real quick.
Oh, that's good.
But the point is that he only took me to jail is because he thought I was back talking him. Yeah, he said, "This is your lucky day. I'm gonna let you drive." I go, "What? I can't get home?" He's like, "No, you gotta call somebody to pick you up." I'm like, "Oh man, you know what kind of problems it's gonna cause?" He's like, "What? You back talking?" Boom! Cuffs on me, slam me in the car. This is podunk little small town stuff. This is 2,000-3,000 people, and he's like the big guy in town.
Sure.
Putting down the hammer of the law.
They love their power. You know, that's for sure. Hey, Adam, here's what I want you to do. If you could do me a favor, is it possible for me to put you on hold and then have my board op pick up and you can, like, check and find out what station you're listening to? Because I don't think we're supposed to be on the air in Bozeman, Montana, but I would love to be on and would love to be heard again.
I'll look right now.
All right, well, I appreciate it. I'm going to tell you what, I'll put you on hold. I'll put you on hold, and then I'm going to get my board operator to pick up. And then you can tell it to him because I call radio stations for a living during the day and try to pitch the show to people.
I'm over here Googling trying to find out the schedules for the two stations that he
mentioned. I've got them both in my database, but neither of them are affiliates of Free Talk Live, at least officially. I don't mind. I mean, hey, put us on the air. I'm not going to sue you or something like that for taking our show. It's just I want to call and find out. I want to find out who it is so I can call a program director and say thanks. And or let them know, hey, we were running on your station. Maybe you didn't know that. Because sometimes the automation system can get messed up. And somebody might have flipped over a switch or something like that. So Jerry is on the line listening in Bowling Green, Kentucky to WKCT. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first thing I want to do is I want to tell you how much I really enjoy the show. I get to listen to it very much.
Thanks.
When it's on at night, me driving back and forth from work. But the thing that I really like about the show is you guys seem to have a great deal of credibility on the issues you talk about. And I've been on hold probably since the guy who talked about going to jail for 4 years for driving, which to me is absolutely insane.
Yeah. But that was prison, not jail, just to clarify. Prison.
Prison, yeah. That's even worse.
Yeah. But yes.
The thing
depends
that
who you ask. It actually depends who you ask, because a lot of guys who've been to prison will say prison's actually better than jail because you get more privileges and things like that. But prison's also worse because you're spending more time there. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but that's just another indication of how we've let the police take it way too big.
No
doubt. Anyway, speaking about your credibility and not wanting to criticize you guys too much, the issue with Islam and the libertarian movement, I would challenge you, as deep thinkers as you guys seem to be to me, to find me a single libertarian strain of Islam in the entire 1400 years history. I don't think that exists. I would.
Where are you getting your information about Islam? Fox News?
No, absolutely not.
Have you read the Quran?
I have, actually.
Okay. Well, so have I.
I own the Quran, and I own the Hadith of Muslim.
Okay.
Excuse me, Al-Muslim. I have,
you are a very unusual person for an American. Most people have not had any possession whatsoever on those documents.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to have Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist, on the air to talk to you about this particular issue.
I have a quote from a famous Islamic jurist of the 14th century whose writings are still used today by Muslims.
Hold your thought, Jerry. If you can hang on, I'm gonna put you on hold here, and I'm gonna see if we can summon Dobby Barker. I don't know what he's doing right now. It's Saturday evening on the West Coast, but Daryl, you've got his number.
Yes.
So we're gonna see if we're gonna. Obviously, this is completely unplanned. Maybe it won't pan out. But Jerry, if you hang on, we'll bring it back, and maybe we will actually have a real live, liberty-oriented Muslim to answer your questions. He'll do a much better job than Daryl or I would.
Yes.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Charles Dickens said, "I could never have done what I had done without the habits of punctuality, order, and diligence." God had given him a tremendous gift of storytelling, but he still had to form good habits of concentration, order, and diligence. It's really wise to be a good steward of the talents that God gives us. Many people are talented, but they don't bother to form good habits to go along with their talents. They won't discipline themselves to do what they know they should do, but instead they wait to be moved by some outside force, and normally it's emotions. We cannot wait for our emotions to tell us what to do. We have to tell them what to do.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live Saturday edition of the show. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. They are free. We've got archives. We've got listening options, including live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show streaming 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always available to you via our live streams, but we've also got radio stations, over 100 of them from coast to coast, and some we didn't even know we had. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in to a variety of different options, including also XM Satellite satellite radio, where we're heard 7 nights per week. And we've also got another satellite option, which is KU-Band. It's free to air across all of North and Central America. Get the details on all those options, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. You can get all that information over at listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, you need to check out ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry the name brands that you want at the lowest prices. Ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go and see for yourself. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Again, ManVentureOutpost.com. Daryl is with me tonight from FPP.cc. You're a publisher.
Yes.
Your most recent book that you've published is Voluntary Islam. And we were talking briefly just about it earlier, just kind of to plug the book because I'm enjoying it. And Jerry called in from Bowling Green. He's still on hold. And Jerry, thanks for being patient and waiting there as we brought on somebody who I think could better answer your questions. You were talking about how credible we seemed, and I'd like to say that I don't really feel like I'm credible. I'm just a talk show host. I don't have any real specific education in much of anything besides maybe the ideas of liberty, but that's about it. I guess I'm pretty good at doing talk radio because I've done it for a long time, but I don't think just because someone puts a microphone in front of their face and is heard through a radio station means that they're automatically credible. But that said, Dobby Barker, he's credible on this issue because he actually is a Muslim, and he wrote a book, so that must mean he's credible. Dobby, you're on Free Talk Live. You're also the creator of Shiny Badges at shinybadges.com, as we mentioned earlier. And Jerry, are you with us?
I am.
And Dobby, are you there as well?
Yeah, hi guys, how's it going?
Great. And so, Jerry, can you recap what you were saying about you don't think Muslims can be liberty-oriented? I don't want to put words in your mouth, so go ahead.
No. Don't take me there. I can't speak for 1.5 billion people.
Okay.
I'm saying Islam is not liberty-oriented. And what my quote is that I wanted to give you from Ibn Khaldun, okay, he's a 14th century Islamic jurist, and his writings are still used today by imams all over the world, okay? In the Muslim community, the holy war is a religious duty, okay? Okay. Because of the mission and the obligation to convert everybody to Islam, either by persuasion or by force. I am not saying that Muslims, because I've lived in the Middle East, can't be liberty-oriented as individuals, but when you have a Quran that clearly says that every single word came straight from Allah through the angel Gabriel to Muhammad, how do you deal with that as a liberty-minded Muslim?
I guess I'd start with the question, do Muslims regard Ibn Khaldun as a prophet?
I didn't quote him as a prophet. He was an Islamic jurist.
Right, so it's possible that he's wrong, and it's possible that there are hundreds of other jurists that don't believe in spreading Islam by force, just like you would have Christians and Jews believe in varying levels of force in their tradition, and they might disagree about that.
There are hundreds that do.
Yeah, but see, you're making a distinction between what Muslims believe and what Islam is. So why don't you make that distinction with Christians and Jews?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. But look, I have no desire to impugn 1.2 billion Muslims. I'm a pretty social guy, but I don't know them all. But my point is...
So I have you said that you read the Quran. Do you happen to know which translator it was?
I don't have it in front of me, but it's actually the approval in the front is from the North American Islamic Trust.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that group.
Dobby's question earlier to you, Jerry, was in regards to Christians and Jews having differing beliefs about spreading their religion. Dobby, can you recap that question? Because that's the one he didn't get.
Yeah, I mean, Ibn Khaldun is a 14th century jurist, is what I think Jerry said, but he's using it as evidence to describe what Islam is, regardless of what Muslims believe. So I wonder if he would do that for a 14th century Christian jurist and say that that's what Christianity is, regardless of what Christians believe.
You know, I'll tell you what my response to that is. If you can show me an armed, well-funded group of Jews that are going around hunting Hittites like the Old Testament.
Well, I would say that is the idea.
I would say it is that.
You know, say what, Dobby? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dobby.
I would say that that's the idea, that there isn't a well-armed, well-funded group of Jews who goes around hunting people, and it's called the IDF.
The IDF? What does that stand for?
The Israeli Defense Force.
Okay. So people believe different things. Can you clarify what's the difference between Muslim and Islam, Dobby?
Well, Islam is the religion, and the Muslim is the adherent. So if you're going to say what Muslims like... Obviously, not every Muslim in the world is a libertarian, but there are plenty of us that believe that the religion is compatible with libertarianism and subscribe to both. So,
You're not a mufti. You're not an imam.
This guy isn't an authority either.
Within the religion of Islam, to promote your view.
The guy you're citing isn't an authority either. Dobby, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the only authority on this the Quran? Isn't the only authority the Quran, and wouldn't it be the original Quran, not the translations?
Well, yeah, I mean, Ibn Khaldun's specialty was economics. I mean, that's partly why he's still used today, is because he's one of the better scholars on the subject of honest money. But, I mean, like, who is an authority is a question that people disagree about, too. So, yeah, I'm not a mufti, but I'm also, like, I'm not a professor at Al-Azhar, and neither are you. So I don't understand why you're allowed to have an opinion and I'm not.
You're allowed to have an opinion. I'm not saying you're not allowed to. I'm just saying that I...
Okay, well, my opinion is that Islam is incredibly compatible with...
Hold on, you guys are talking over one another.
You guys are talking over one another. Go ahead, Jerry.
I never once said you weren't allowed to have an opinion.
Well, you said I wasn't an authority.
Can I give you an example? A quick example?
Yeah,
real quick.
Watching a TV show last night called Vice. They went to Afghanistan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are suicide bombers who cannot read. They are illiterate. And they're being told that they push the button, everybody gets killed, but they'll survive because the bomb goes out. That's how uneducated these guys are. Okay.
If they're illiterate, why are you putting them as an authority on Islam?
In the mosque, telling them to do it.
I love that question, Dobby. If they're illiterate, why are we citing them as an authority on Islam? And there, by the way, have been Christian murderers, too. I mean, Jerry, shouldn't we point out there have been Christian murderers and Christian bombers as well? That doesn't mean that killing is one of the tenets of Christianity either. I wish we had more time for it, but we got to get other people on the air. Thank you, Dobby Barker. Appreciate you coming on. And, Jerry, thanks for your thoughts and your calls tonight. And again, Dobby, visit him over at shinybadges.com. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yep, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide
provide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free here at 855-453. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you would like with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can access the mobile site through M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Get you quick access to our live streams and podcast, m.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's completely free. And speaking of free, well, it's not quite free, but it's darn as close as you can get. BitcoinStore.com. All right, so you still have to pay for the products at BitcoinStore.com, but it's as close to free as you can get for brand new products, considering they've got 0% markup on these items. BitcoinStore.com wants to encourage people to actually buy with Bitcoin, to buy real things, to show you that this isn't some imaginary concept that, oh, you can only buy imaginary online things with. No, you can buy real-life products, and BitcoinStore.com has decided they're going to offer those products at their cost. They are making 0% on every single sale that they make. They get the product from their distributor, and it's shipped out, and Bitcoin Store takes zero on top of the cost, which is incredible. And it's a truly principled individual who's behind the Bitcoin Store. He is somebody who really wants to get the idea of Bitcoins out there and is willing to, I mean, he's literally set all this stuff up, and there's 0% markup. So go and see for yourself. Check out BitcoinStore.com, and then look for the same item. You know, type the model number in on Google product search, Google Shopping, and see what kind of other prices there are. Don't forget to factor in shipping, because on BitcoinStore.com, if you order more than $100 worth of product, free shipping. Now, if it's lower than $100, it's a flat $5 shipping cost. Now, remember, you're going to be paying all this in bitcoins, but the shipping cost is obviously going to be converted into bitcoins at the time of your purchase. So go to bitcoinstore.com, and you can even buy anonymously there. So again, bitcoinstore.com. As we continue here with your calls and your thoughts, we're going to go to Washington Weedman in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Darryl. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I just found another story here, and it is about I-502, which is the initiative in Washington, which legalizes marijuana. And now that I-502 is in place, the state wants to make a profit from, you know, the millions of dollars they think is being lost from the private independent cannabis industry. So since last year when it was put into place, I think it was voted in November, and then it got enacted in December, they had a year from that date to enact the control of the legalization process. So the Washington State Liquor Board control is the people in charge here of establishing what the rules and details of this initiative entails. And they had described that it's going to be a 25% tax on each level of the system, so which is insane to me, which doesn't happen in any other industry ever. 25% is huge of a tax in the first place.
Now, when you say each level,
growing, distribution, retail.
So basically they're doing a 25% VAT,
but more than once.
Well, a VAT is added
on producer. And they're going 25% on processor, and then they're going to go 25% on retailer.
Normally, VATs aren't retail, right?
VATs are every state.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah. That's pretty sick.
So it really is. Like, to think if you were to have to pay 25% on each level of things that you buy right now, you wouldn't be able to buy most of the things that encases. So
when is this going into effect?
It's going to be December 1st, 2013.
So what is it like right now buying cannabis in Washington?
Well, I'm a medical marijuana patient, so I have a little bit different, legal ability to get marijuana.
Will they also be taxing your marijuana at that same level, or is it only for regular buyers who are recreational?
It's not going to affect the medical marijuana portion of it, so it's going to be, although medical marijuana is taxed by individual cities that the dispensaries are located in, which is probably, I think it's only like 10% or something, and it's one level, and it's straight from the dispensary. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that somebody can charge 25% on three levels.
Now, I've got another question for you.
Sure. Go ahead.
What's your thoughts on the driving while under the influence provision that is in effect in Washington, to where if you have 5 nanograms of THC per milliliter of blood, they can then take you to jail?
It's absolutely absurd, because in my adult history, I don't think I've had less than 5 nanograms in my system. Because, I mean, if you smoke weed every 30 days, you're liable to have 5 nanograms in your system. So you obviously won't be affected. Your driving ability won't be affected in those 29 days after you've smoked.
And does this mean, by the way, that they're going to start taking blood samples on the side of the road?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's
not
scary.
On the side of the road. Not on the side of the road. I don't know if it's on the side of the road, but I think they have the ability to either take you back to the station or take you to a hospital that will effectively carry out that.
And so basically they'll just be able to say, well, I think you might be stoned, so therefore we're now going to take you to the hospital and draw blood?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because now when they smell marijuana, they can't really, there's no, like, probable cause, so they can't, like, you know, get into your car and stuff. So I don't know how it's going to be, because they obviously have to, like, either see you impaired or smell the marijuana, so I haven't had any friends. I don't know anybody that this has happened to, but
I'm sure we'll hear about it at some point, and it's disturbing, and these are the kind of the darker sides of drug legalization, which is why I support the idea of decrim. I mean, I guess
most definitely. Most definitely.
Some people say that decrim isn't really decrim. I always say that full decriminalization is what I want. I don't want to create
to where it's repealed from the statute.
Right. I don't want to create a legal structure around marijuana, because then you get what you've got in Washington, which is a bunch of bureaucrats trying to tell people what to do and how to run their business and all this other nonsense.
Yeah, they need to get their hands off of it.
I heard you, man. Anything else you want to share tonight, Weed Man?
I recently purchased some stateless sweets with Bitcoin and had a great transaction. It was
excellent, seamless.
I just pulled up my phone, opened my blockchain app, and took the QR code, and it was sent right to me.
Man.
So
statelesssweets.com. Right. Hey, keep us in the loop on the continuing developments there in Washington. I appreciate the inside scoop.
Will do, Ian.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. We've got Matt listening in Pennsylvania to WEEO-FM. Hello, Matt.
Hi, I just wanted to actually comment. When I heard about the Muslim-Christian debate, I kind of want to make comment about that. As a Christian,
sure.
I have a much bigger problem with the fact that most of our, if you remember when George was president, they talked about Rumsfeld having sending mission statements with scriptures, Bible, with, pictures of, like, old crusades on top of it. I don't know if they... you guys remember that or not, but they made a deal about that. But the fact of the matter is, this is the same group of people that, constantly use their scripture to justify what they're doing.
You're talking about the Christians in the military.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With their own government. And so I think it's ridiculous to say that there isn't any well-funded Christians out
right.
there hunting Muslims.
Who would Jesus bomb, you know? I mean, I absolutely agree.
He's called the Prince of Peace. I think they're confused. I think they think they're worshiping Mars there.
Yeah. If you notice, Jerry didn't ever answer Davi's question about Christians that were warmongers. He only referenced Jews. Well, I don't see a large group of Jews going out headhunting.
Matt, I appreciate your call. If you want to get into detail, call us maybe Sunday or Monday night. We've got other folks who want to get on here, and I appreciate hearing from you, though. We'd love to talk further about the issue. Thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. We're going to try to sneak you in if you're on the line. Stick around. More Free Talk Live. The remaining moments are next.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take your calls about just about anything, as long as it's FCC friendly, which is pretty much anything except for certain words you just can't say and a few concepts you really can't talk about. But beyond that, pretty much anything goes here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We will do our best to get to you tonight. If you don't get in tonight, it's okay. We do this thing 7 nights per week. It may not be the same host that you'll be talking to. In fact, I believe Stephanie and Brian will be running the show tomorrow night for the Sunday night edition. And if you don't get the Free Talk Live Sunday night edition or the weekday edition or all 7 nights a week, call your local talk station, talk to the program director, tell them if you have some Free Talk Live on the air, tell them thanks. Or her, thanks for airing Free Talk Live. If you have no Free Talk Live on the air, then ask them real nicely to put some on, and ask for more if you do already have some. So, you know, you never know what happens if you ask real nicely for something. It helps. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com to learn more about contacting local talk stations regarding Free Talk Live. And don't forget, you can also visit Daryl on his website at fpp.cc. There's books, there's a free newspaper, podcasts that are also free to download, and even a live show that you do called Peace, Love, Liberty Radio on Sundays on LRN.fm. So we're going to continue with your calls, but I first want to remind you about mortgages. Loan payments are made up of principal payments and interest payments, and as you may know, from the first payment on, the amount going to principal increases and the amount going to interest decreases. However, that still means a 30-year loan's first payment only has about 35% going to principal reduction, while 65% goes to interest. And at today's interest rate environment, it'll take 10.5 years for 50% of that payment to go to principal and the other 50% to interest. That's a long time to even just get over that 50% barrier. But if you start with a 20-year loan, then your first payment, already you've got 49.6% going to principal reduction, and it takes 4 months for that split to turn to 50-50. With a 15-year loan, right out the gate, 59% is going to principal reduction. You want to pay that loan off sooner. You want to learn more about it. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Call them at 866-288-0088. There's a difference between cheap and inexpensive. A 30-year loan is cheap, but it's not inexpensive. These guys know what they're talking about. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Scott on the line in Ithaca. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WNYY.
Hey, good evening. I'm an oral surgeon and have been practicing for quite a while. I've been prescribing pain medication since the early 90s. I just wanted to give you a little perspective of where I see things from my perspective, but also from the judicial side, my opinion, actually. So basically, this guy that did what he did that you described, you know,
just
maybe,
hold on. Before you get into it, I want to recap briefly for our listeners that are just tuning in and haven't been listening for the whole show. You're calling in our third hour. The topic you're discussing was our first topic right out the gate. It's a guy in Florida who's gone to prison now for 25 years because he sold some prescription pills to somebody he thought was a friend who he thought was in pain. Go ahead with your comments.
So basically, maybe if he did some things, in my opinion, that were outside the law, maybe this guy should have gone to jail for a year or whatever. You may not agree, but I'm just saying, maybe gone to jail for a year. I will make a comment, and this is factual. There is a prescription drug abuse problem in the United States, and it's not just a legal problem, it's a health problem. But, I mean, the severity, what I'm going to get to now is the severity of the punishments for certain crimes is way out of whack, and I'll give you two examples.
Yes.
One example is the rabbi that's in Iowa, who, yes, he did supposedly have some practices, work practices and hiring practices that were outside the box and against the law, whatever. He's in jail now for 27 years, and he is in his 50s, so it's a life sentence, similar to this guy. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't do anything really dastardly, but so they really went after him.
And if there's no victim, there's no crime, in my opinion. If there's no victim to whom you can pay restitution, then you don't actually have a real crime.
Yeah, he may have done some things wrong, but I mean, maybe at the outset, maybe 3 or 4 years at the most, 3 years, whatever, for the kind of things that he did. I was also an extra in a movie a long time ago. It was based on a real story, though, where an army guy married kind of a sleazy kind of girl. His mother and father, his father was okay with him going to the army. She eventually conspired to have him killed and went through with it. And so the two other army guys that killed him went through with it. She went to jail for 5 years for conspiracy to commit murder. And now the guy that you're describing and the rabbi in Iowa and all these other people go to jail for like inordinate
decades, amounts
of periods of time. It's just it's a really screwed up justice.
You're right on, Scott. I appreciate that call and thanks for making it tonight. Let's go to Carl listening in Indiana to WTRC on the FM band, I believe. Hey, Carl.
I actually have I know a guy who was killed trying to stop a crime. The people who killed him are now getting out of jail.
How long ago was this?
This was about 7 years ago. So he had a son. Now his son is a teenager now, 17 years old.
Yep.
And this happened in Michigan. So I would say that, you know, the guy should be, you know, executed. He was committing a crime, and somebody tried to stop him. He killed the guy who tried to stop him.
Well, Carl, you've got to get your priorities straight here. The government has got to release those murderers from those prison cells to make room for people who are driving to work.
Well, prison is a pagan idea.
Really?
Yeah, it sure is. The Bible only endorses three types of punishment: capital, corporal, and restitution. So I was real surprised to hear you say that you endorse restitution. I was this is one of my first times listening, and I was teetering that you're a libertarian or an anarchist. So I would kind of lean towards that you're libertarian, if I'm guessing right.
That's a pretty good guess. I don't really like the term libertarian. I prefer voluntarist. I think all humans should interact on a consensual basis. And, I absolutely am a fan of the idea of restitution. I don't think it makes anything better to have somebody sit a bunch of time in a cage. But if somebody's actually working to make their victim whole, then I think that's much more fair.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Just.
And, Carl, I don't know if you've ever heard of the book, The Anarcho Teachings of Yeshua. But it's one that I wrote a couple of years ago. I think you might like it.
And you can get that at shop.fpp.cc.
Yes.
Carl, any other thoughts?
Well, I had a couple, but I'll
pick
save one for another time. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Any night, you can call us 7 nights a week. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. Let's go quickly to Ramon in Florida. Ramon, go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks, fellas. I just had an epiphany about a few callers back. He was referring to what's going on in Washington. And what I was thinking was that either we're becoming the most craziest country on the planet or we're the most sleeping giant civilization ever. Because if we're sitting here and we know for a fact that people are doing prison time for a plant that can be used in a million different ways, then we deserve what we're getting. We really are just asking for what we're getting. Because
some do say that you get the government that the people get the government they deserve, and it's certainly true that in as a whole, the people in America haven't stood up for their beliefs and their, or if they have any, they haven't stood up for the rights of others, and so they've just stood aside as people have gone down into prison and jail for non-crimes that don't involve a victim, and they just tell themselves things like, well, it's illegal, so he shouldn't have been doing that, or, oh, well, you know, he's bad because he broke the law. Well, no, these are our friends. These are our neighbors, our coworkers, our family members, our loved ones, and they aren't hurting anybody, so they shouldn't be considered crimes. And I'm glad you feel that way, Ramon, because I'm with you.
I think people should go check out a lot of the movies that were made in the 30s, like Reefer Madness, and ask yourself, is this actual journalism? Are these people really trying to put a non-biased opinion on a situation, or are they giving you some baloney?
Ramon, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. That good suggestion, and it's a crazy movie. I appreciate hearing from you. Garrett's on the line in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to Liberty 94.3. Garrett.
Hey, I wanted to announce that recently in Northampton, Massachusetts, people may have heard that there was someone who was pepper sprayed and tackled for videotaping the police. So the community here in Keene, New Hampshire, is going to be traveling down there next week on Friday. And there's an announcement up at copblock.org. We're trying to get people from the area to react to that situation, show up there with cameras, and let it be known that we won't let these sorts of things happen in our communities.
Well, I don't consider Massachusetts my community, but I appreciate what you're trying to do, and I hope that you guys don't get slammed to the ground and your teeth kicked against the curb by those cops.
Yeah, I was going to sort of say something similar of why should people in New Hampshire go into Massachusetts to force liberty or try to force liberty on people in Mass?
I wish we could get into it, but we're out of time. Garrett, thanks for the call. I do support CopBlock. I think that CopBlock does some great work. I just can't see any reason to put my butt on the line for Massachusetts. There's enough to do here in New Hampshire, what with people going to prison for driving. We got our own problems to deal with. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.